Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's an absolute pleasure to check in with Ryan Erb, Executive Director with United Way Perth Huron, and he joins us in studios. Ryan, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Jamie. So glad to be here.
It's been a while since we've chatted in person here in studio at CJCS-FM too. Ryan, first off, the campaign kickoff in Stratford at Market Square behind City Hall, that was just a great get-together.
Yeah, we had a fantastic day. The weather, of course, was wonderful. Yes. That always makes it a little bit better for everybody. The sun was shining. So we had well over 200 people down there for the day, which was fantastic. And of course, we were able to announce the campaign goal for this year and celebrate, you know, all the good things that come from the hard work and the generosity of our community. So it was a really beautiful day.
It was a great day. And Ryan, you gave a very impassioned speech, at that event regarding some of the hashtag unignorable issues in our community.
Yeah, we really focused this year in terms of the presentation that day on housing and homelessness. And it's one of those issues that is cross-sector. You know, whether the unignorable issue is addictions or whether it's violence against women or whether it's low income, housing really is one of those common denominator things that attaches every social issue that we face. And so we have to find a way to tackle it in new ways in our community. There's lots going on. People are working hard. It's really difficult, though, to try to work at this. And so what we know is that we need to be working at least three levels, Jamie. We need to work at it in the emergency. That's why we brought together the Connection Center last year. And so people do have a place to go to get those basic needs met. But if we stop there, we're not going to change the situation, right? So we're working hard at things like what we announced, our community renewal company, a new not-for-profit housing corporation that's going to help build housing in the long term, as well as advocating at the federal and provincial levels. So we know that we have to be active at all three levels in order to work at something that's been brewing for more than 30 years, frankly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is where something like the United Way Perth Huron with the campaign, this helps out with issues like this.
Absolutely. When people give to the United Way, you can count on us that we're working at those unignorable issues at all levels, like I just mentioned. And it's really important for people to understand that, yeah, while we helped 37,000 people plus last year, which is an amazing thing across Perth and Huron, we want to make sure that we don't have to do that every year. You know, ideally, we would have fewer people that we're helping. We're proud that we help so many people, but wouldn't it be better if we lived in a society that we didn't have to help quite as many people with those challenges?
It's really about finding solutions to
Absolutely,
our problems.
Absolutely, yeah. So when we ask people to get behind us, we want you to know that we're there for people in the emergency, but we're also working to change those challenges that we're facing.
Yeah, there's lots of challenges out there for sure. I should let you read off, I don't know if you got the numbers handy there, the campaign goal for this year, because you haven't had a chance shout out
sure.
the number here.
So for people who are wondering out there, we are trying to achieve $2.289671 million this year. So it's a bit of an increase over last year, and it represents what we understand to be the need in the community. So we've already identified programs and services that we'd like to fund going forward, and so we really need to raise that money for things like the Connection Center to continue. And it's up a little bit because we have to fund the Connection Center for a full year going forward too.
Right,
so,
yes.
So, I mean, there's always reasons why, you know, cost of living increases, all those kinds of things that our organizations need to be able to, have adjustments, but we also have new programs and services that we're looking forward to.
Exactly, and you can help out in a number of ways. Got to do a shout out, of course, for the great folks at the LCBO. They're helping out with the campaign right now.
Yeah, for sure. If you head in there, you can give at the till, which is so wonderful that they help us. So for $10, $5, or $2, you'll be asked to make a donation to the United Way. And last year, Jamie, did you know that they raised $47,000 for us across Perth and Huron?
That is incredible. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so amazing. So really looking forward to that. And you know, if you're going through there and you're just wondering, you know, I wonder how that person's day is going who has to ask people for money each and every day at the LCBO, just thank them.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
It's not an easy thing to do, and not everybody's always happy, you know.
And sometimes you're in a rush or whatever, that
whatever,
sort of
right.
thing.
So we want to just say, hey, why don't you thank those folks? Because they're really volunteering, in a way to support our organization, and that's a big deal. And so we want to thank the LCBO employees out there who are on the front lines making a difference for us right now.
And it's about buy local, give local, love local. I love that with the LCBO. Ryan, before we let you go, anything else on the go? Of course, the campaign just getting underway now.
Yeah, well, we just want to let people know that we're so thankful to our sponsors. And the one that I want to mention today is Black Creek Technologies. Those guys go over and above for us. I mean, everybody there works so hard on our behalf. And I can hardly believe how much time and energy they donate over and above for us as an organization each and every day. So we rely on them in a technological world. We now have staff, you know, throughout Perth and Huron, and we have to work together and online and all those sorts of things. And we can't be down like any other business. So we're so thankful that they're there for us. And a special shout shout out to Richard and Jonathan who run that organization.
It's businesses like that that make such a difference with regards to the United Way Prithiron campaign and such a difference overall.
For sure. Like, it's behind the scenes, right? Mm-hmm. It reduces our overhead costs that people are always worried about, right? But here's a company that's giving selflessly to make sure that we can do our job and help people in the community.
All right. Well, let's do our job and help out with the campaign. What's the best way to make a donation, Ryan?
Yeah, you can head to our website anytime, perthuron.unitedway.ca, and you can make a donation online. You can also pop into our office, 32 Erie Street. We're open from 8:30 to 5 each and every day. And so we're grateful for people that write checks and send it through snail mail still.
Yeah.
It actually still works, James.
We'll get that check for sure. Yeah. Send it on in. And again, a reminder too, workplace campaigns will be starting up too, and they make such a difference for this campaign.
Yeah. About 25% of our revenue comes from employees who give through their workplace. So it's a great thing. So many of those are kicking off across the region. And oftentimes corporations match those donations. So it's fantastic. So between corporate donations and workplace donations, you know, it's roughly about 40% of what we raise every year. So we're thankful for that generosity that happens.
Ryan Erb, United Way Perth Huron. Again, perthhuron.unitedway.ca is the website for more information. Ryan Erb. Ryan, thanks. We'll chat again.
All right.